浇灌在我们当中，有能力。
We pray this morning we all might receive life from above.
我们向你祷告，我们今天都可以从上头得到新生命。
Resurrection life.
一个活的生命。
Fullness of life.
复活生命，丰富的生命。
Life in the spirit.
在灵里的生命。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们祈求靠耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. Amen.We have such wonderful pictures given to us in the Bible about the Holy Spirit.
在圣经中跟我们讲到很奇妙的述说关于圣灵。
And we're of course commanded and taught in the Bible that we are to be filled with the Spirit of God.
圣经教导我们要被圣灵来充满。
In Ephesians 5 verse 18, the Apostle Paul says, Do not be drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
以弗所书五章十八节说到不要被醉，不要被酒，不要醉酒，乃要被圣灵充满。
Now that was written to the Ephesian Christians, to the church.
那是写给以弗所的教会的。
He commands the believers to be filled with the Spirit.
他命令这些信徒要被圣灵充满着。
I think in the original, the idea, the original Greek, the idea is to continually be filled with the Spirit of God.
在原文希腊文，它的意思是说一直保持着这个充满的圣灵。
It's not just one time some years ago, but continually be being filled with the Spirit of God.
不是只有一次的，或是很久以前的，乃是就是一直保持着圣灵的充满。
Somebody asked Reverend D.L. Moody one time.
有一个人他问了这个穆迪牧师。
He said, "You've been filled with the Holy Spirit, but you keep on talking about continually being filled with the Spirit. Why do you need to continually be filled?"
有人问他说 你一直在教导这个圣灵的浇灌，那你要如何的一直被充满着圣灵？
I mean, if you're filled, then you're filled. Why do you need to be filled more? If you're full, you're full.
如果你被满了，满起来了，那你为什么要再一直浇灌进去，一直浇灌进去？
And his response was not very theological, but very good.
那他的回答是非常不合个神学，可是非常的好。
He said it's because I leak.
是因为我有漏洞。
Now do any of you leak?
那你们都有没有漏？
Somehow or other you leak. You got a crack in the pot or somewhere, and you leak.
就如果你有裂开的话，你就会漏出来漏水。
And you need to continually be filled with the Spirit of God.
所以你就要一直的从上面有浇灌下来。
And as I said before, there's some beautiful pictures given to us in the Bible. Jesus gives them to us of what His Spirit is.
所以我们也讲到，耶稣他跟我们说到圣灵的浇灌是什么。
We just sang His name is as ointment or oil, balm poured forth.
我们刚才唱到他的名如同倒出来的香膏。
Now Jesus and His Spirit, to me, it's the same thing.
所以这个耶稣的灵也是一样的。
When we open up our hearts for more of Jesus, we're opening our hearts for more of His Spirit.
我们把我们的心越敞开，那我们就越多的受圣灵。
Jesus, before He left, said to His disciples, "I'm going away, but in a little while, you're going to see Me again."
耶稣说，我要暂时离开你们，可是我很快又要再看见我。
They never saw Him again.
他们从来再没有用肉体眼睛看。
But yet a little while after he had gone away, he sent the Holy Spirit.
可是过不多久，他赐他的圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit was given to take the things of Jesus Christ and to make them real to those disciples.
而圣灵的工作就是要让这个耶稣的工作成为更真实。
The Holy Spirit was given to lead and guide those disciples into the truth of the words that Jesus spoke.
那这圣灵让门徒们更看见耶稣所说的话是这么的真实。
And so we too need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, with that oil of His Spirit.
所以我们也一样的，我们要有这个圣灵的油来浇灌。
Another place Jesus likened it to fire. You'll be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
在别的处耶稣有说要用圣灵与火来施洗。
Another place we read of the dove that came down upon Jesus, the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove.
又在另外一处，我们看到圣灵像一只鸽子从上面。
These all have different meanings to us.
这些都有不同的意思。
They're all different aspects of the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
这些都是讲到圣灵不同的工作，不同的角度。
As we were singing earlier, breathe on me, breath of God.
我们唱说，刚刚唱说，求你向我吹气。
I thought that it would be well that we read that passage this morning.
我想说我们来读这一段圣经。
It's found in John chapter 20, the Gospel of John in chapter 20.
这是约翰福音20章，约翰福音20章。
This is Jesus after his resurrection.
耶稣他刚复活。
It was the evening of the first day of the week, and the disciples, verse 18 or 19, the disciples were gathered together, the doors were locked,For fear of the Jews, and Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you.
第十九节，那日就是第七日，第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方，因怕犹太人门都关了，耶稣来站在当中，对他们说。
And Jesus showed his disciples his hands and his side, and when they were overjoyed when they saw the Lord.
他说，愿你们平安，然后就把他的手和肋旁给他们看，他们看见就喜乐。
And then verse 21, Jesus says to them, Peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you.
21节，愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也怎样差遣你们。
Now we know that Jesus had called those disciples to follow him.
我们知道耶稣他 选召这些门徒来跟随他。
But here we read, Jesus said to them, Just like my Father sent me into this world, I am now sending you into this world.
那现在耶稣说，父怎样差遣我，我也照样差遣你们。
But he was careful, very careful, to make sure they understood that they were not to go into the world until they had received the Holy Spirit.
那耶稣这里很慎重地说到，就是注意一件事，他们还要他们去世界传福音，可是要先受圣灵。
They needed the power of the Holy Spirit in order to be witnesses for Him.
他们需要有这个圣灵的能力，才可以为耶稣做见证。
It's interesting that before Jesus' public ministry began, when he was baptized, that's when the Holy Spirit came upon him in the form of a dove.
耶稣也是自己也是这样，就是他要开始出来服事的时候，有那个圣灵从天像鸽子一样降在他身上。
Here we don't read of a dove, but we do read that Jesus then said to his disciples, "Receive the Holy Spirit," and he breathed on them.
在这里没有说到鸽子，可是呢，耶稣说你们受圣灵，就向他们吹一口气。
That breath of God brings life.
这一口气呢，就带来了
生命。That breath of God is the Spirit of God.
这一口气就是耶稣神的生命。
You go all the way back to the beginning of the Bible, and it says God created Adam and God created Eve, and He breathed into them the breath of life.
在圣经一开始，我们看到亚当跟夏娃，神给他们吹一口气，是一个生命的一口气。
And then the next phrase says, "And they, or Adam, he became a living soul."
后来亚当就变成了一个活的人。
It wasn't just a biological life that Adam received. He did receive physical life.
不是只是一个就是起来的这个生命，他就是。
But when God breathed into Adam, he received life in his soul.
当神这样子吹一口气，他得到了灵跟魂那个生命。
There was an openness in him, in Adam, for fellowship and communion with God.
那这个让亚当可以这样子的与神相交。
And Jesus wants to breathe by His Spirit into our hearts, into our lives, and make us alive.
耶稣也是要这样子吹一口气，让我们可以活起来。
So that we might be sent forth into the world to be what He wants us to be.
让我们可以被差遣到世人中。
That takes His Spirit, that takes His breath, His life.
是带着他的生命，带着他的那口气。
Now, all of these truths are not only found in the New Testament, but they're taught us in the Old Testament also.
这不是只是在新约所教导的，旧约也一样的。
And if you turn with me to the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter,
以西结37,
we find something here about the breath.
我们看到那一口气。
And how that breath of God is the life of God.
这个一口气呢，就是神的生命。
Ezekiel is seeing something in a vision.
以西结他在异象中看见。
It's not happening to him at that particular time, but he's seeing this, and it's a picture of what was going to happen.
好像就是不是在那边发生，是一个好像要来的事情要发生。
At the beginning of Ezekiel 37, it says, "The hand of the Lord is upon me," that is Ezekiel, "and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones."
以西结37的第一节，耶和华的灵降在我身上，耶和华借他的灵带我出去，将我放在平原中，这平原遍满。
So I don't know if you've ever been in a place like this is describing.
你不知道有没有经到这种地方过。
If you've ever been in a valley with bones all around.
到一个谷中都是在你周围都是骨头。
I have never been in a place like that.
我从来没有到过这种地方。
But Ezekiel found himself there by the Spirit of the Lord.
可是以西结在这里发现他周围都是这样子。
And then it says in verse 2 that the Lord led Ezekiel back and forth among the bones, and he saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry.
这第二节又说到这个神使以西结在那个骨头的四围走来走去的意思，然后这些骨头都很枯干。
So Ezekiel's walking around in this graveyard.
所以以西结在这个墓园中走来走去。
And he sees a skull, and he sees a knee bone or patella, and he sees a shin bone and a hip bone.
他看到一个这个脚骨，看到一个手骨，看到那个骨盆都是骨头。
And he's observing all these bones lying all over the place.
他看来看去都是骨头。
And they had been there a long time, and they were very, very, very dead. They were very dry.
这些骨头好像非常的干，因为他们在那里很久了。
And then the Lord asked Ezekiel a question.
然后神就问以西结一个问题。
Verse 3, the Lord said to Ezekiel, "Son of man, can these bones live?"
所以第三节神对以西结他问了他一个问题，人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗？
Now what would you have answered if the Lord said that to you? You see all the bones here, can these bones live?
如果神这样子问你，你会怎么如何回答？
How many would say yes?
他如果问说可以活起来，你们谁说 yes?
How many would say no, they're dead?
有没有人说不会的，他们都死了？
Okay, I got more no's than yeses.
有很多人说 no, 不会活了。
No, these bones, how can these bones, they're dead, no, they can't live, no, they can't live. But Ezekiel didn't answer.
他们这些以西结没有回答。
He was a good politician.
他是一个很好的政治家。
He said, Lord, you know.
他回答就是神啊，你自己知道。
I think if Ezekiel said what he was really thinking, he would have said, never, no way.
如果你是以西结，你可能会说哦，不会的，这些。
At the same time, he may have known that the Lord really wanted him to say, "Of course these bones can live. Of course they can live."
或是他也可以说哦，当然，这些骨头可以活起来。
I believe that they can, but I really don't believe that they can.
我相信可以，可是我又不相信。
You know, sometimes I go to a church and I look around in the congregation and I say, "The Lord says, can these bones live?"
有时候我到地方别的地方服事，我看了一下会众，然后神问我说
and I say,、
神问我说这些骨头可以活吗？
Lord, you know.
然后我就回答神、
啊、I don't really think so, but I hope so.
我可能不觉得不会，但是我希望会。
And then the Lord said to Ezekiel in verse 4, prophesy to these bones.
然后神就接着对以西结说，你向这些骸骨说预言，发预言。
Now, this is getting more and more difficult all the time for Ezekiel.
那这个对以西结来说是越来越不容易了。
So here I am and I got a bunch of bones in front of me and I'm supposed to preach to them.
然后有一大堆骨头在他面前，他需要对他们发预言。
Good morning, bones. How are you doing this morning?
早安，骨头们，你们都好吗？
That's a good looking shin bone over there. Hi, how are you doing, Radius and Ola? Nice to see you.
那个这块骨头很好。
Why do you preach to bones?
为什么在对骨头
Dry bones all over the place, scattered in the valley.
全部都干了，已经满地遍地都是这些骨头。
But Ezekiel, because he's obedient, begins to do what the Lord asks him to do.
可是以西结他是顺服的，所以他开始。
He clears his throat, gets a sip of water, and he says, "Oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord."
他就清理他的喉咙，然后他就开始说，来听神的话。
This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones.
那他就说这个。全能的神要向你们这样说
I will make breath enter you and you will come to life
他说我必给你们气息进入你们里面你们就要活了
I'm going to attach tendons and to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin and I'll put breath into you and you will come to life and then you will know that I am the Lord
我必给你们加上筋，使你们长肉，又将皮遮盖你们，遮蔽你们，使你们气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。
So he's preaching to the bones. He's saying good things.
所以他在对这些骨头讲道。
Hey bones, the Lord's going to make you alive, and the Lord's going to make you breathe again, and you're going to get skin and tendons and sinew, and you're going to all. The Lord's going to do wonderful things for you, dry bones today.
他就对骨头说：“你们都要长肉，你们都要长像筋，要神要做奇妙的工作。”
So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise.
所以这里说到以西结正在预言的时候，不料有响声。
Now, if I was Ezekiel, I would have been out the door.
如果我是以西结的话，我赶快跑出去。
I'm not sticking around when these bones start to rattle and shake.
我不敢在那里当这些骨头一直在响。
And all of a sudden, you see the shin bone start crawling over by the kneecap.
后来就看到这个骨头跑到这个膝盖的骨头。
What's happening? The word of the Lord. I'm speaking the word of the Lord, and there's life in the word of the Lord.
是发生什么？原来是神的话是有生命。
Of course, there's life in the word of the Lord.
当然，神的话有生命。
It was the Lord that said, "Lazarus, come forth," and he came forth, because there's life in the word of the Lord.
是主自己的话叫那个拉撒路说起来复活。
It was the Lord that said, "Let there be light," and there was light, because there's life in the word of the Lord.
主的话说要有光就有光，因为是有生命的话。
When God speaks His word is alive. It's quick. It's living.
当神一说话，他的话是活泼的，是活的。
The word of God can wake the dead and shake the bones.
神的话可以把这骨头都叫起来。
So the bones started to come together. There was a noise. There was a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone.
所以这些骨头有响声，然后骨与骨互相联合。
And I looked at tendons, and the flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them.
那筋也长上来了，肉也长出来了，可是还没有气息。
Now you probably agree with me that.That was a tremendous miracle that the bones just came together.
如果你跟我一样的话，你会看到说这是一个很大的神迹。
Very dry bones from all in the valley were coming together to form this one person, covered with skin and flesh, but that person was dead.
就看到这个很大神迹，所有骨头、筋、还有肉、还有皮都。互相联合在一起，可是还是一个死人。
So there was a real miracle performed in bringing that body together, but the body was dead.
在这里已经有一个神迹，奇妙的神迹，这所有的都联合了，可是还是一个尸体。
If we just stop here for a moment and go back to those disciples after Jesus was resurrected from the dead.
我们先迁到当耶稣复活的时候，这些门徒们。
We read that those disciples were all gathered together in that one upper room, except Thomas wasn't there, but most of them were there.
我们读到大部分的门徒除了多马都在一个地，都在一处。
And the Lord had really done a miracle in that group of men.
那神已经行了一些神迹在他们的当中，在门徒当中。
But yet.They were, in a certain sense, dead.
可是他们还是死的。
They were ineffective to carry forth the work of the Lord.
他们无法将神的道宣传出去。
They needed breath.
他们需要那一口气。
They needed the Spirit of God.
他们需要那个神的灵。
They couldn't go and do what the Lord wanted them to do in the condition that they were. Although God had done much for them, they needed the breath of God.
他们虽然可以自己出去，可是呢，他们还是需要那一口气。
And until He breathed on them, until they received the Holy Spirit, they weren't going to be a very effective bunch.
在他们受这个圣灵之前呢，他们是无法那样子有效率的。
Jesus had wanted them to be salt in this world and lights in this world, and they couldn't perform or do that.
耶稣要他们成为世上的盐、世上的光，可是他们做不到。
Jesus said, "I'm going to the Father, but greater works than I do shall you do when I go to my Father."
耶稣对他们说：“你们要做比我更大的事。
”But they weren't ready for that yet.
可是他们还没有预备好。
Oh, they were all together there. That was good.
他们都在一处，非常
很好。When you get to the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2,
只等到在《使徒行传》第二章，主行节。
There are 120 of them gathered together in that room.
在那里有20位聚集在那里。
But Jesus was very careful to make sure they understood. Do not try to go be witnesses for me until.You're endued with power from on high.
耶稣很慎重地对他们说，不要出去做传福音，只等到你从天上来的能力，有天上来的能力。
They needed His breath.
他们需要神的口气。
They needed His anointing.
他需要他的膏抹。
They needed His fire.
他们需要这个火。
They needed His life.
他们需要他的生命。
They needed to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们需要被圣灵来充满。
And so do I, and so do we. All of us need to be being filled with the life of Jesus all the time.
我也是，我们每一位都是，都需要一直的被圣灵充满。
That's why we come together and we say, "Breathe on me, breath of God."
所以为什么我们聚集在一处说，求神的气向我们吹气。
Until my heart is clean and pure, burn out the sin, burn out the dross, work in me, Lord, by your Spirit.
只等到一切东西污秽的东西都烧尽的。
Energize me, give me life.
给我生命，给我活泼的生命。
Cause your breath to enter into me.
因为你的气吹在我身上。
So back in Ezekiel 37, the body comes together, and there it is, laying there like a corpse.
所以我们回到以西结，有很多的尸体就在那里。
Verse 7, it says, "So I prophesied as I was commanded."
于是第七节，于是我遵命的说预言。
And as I was speaking or prophesying the word of the Lord, I'm sorry, I read this already. Yeah. Verse 9, then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath."
第九节，他又说你要将气息啊，你要对说。
Now some Bibles, and I don't know what the Chinese Bible says. Does it say breath, or does it say wind, or does it say spirit?
Breath, yeah,
breath.
It says breath.
Some Bibles say spirit. Prophesy to the spirit, or prophesy to the wind.
在这里有他有些地方说对气息发预言，或者说对风发预言。
It's really all the same thing.
其实都是一样的。
Let the wind blow. Let the breath of God blow.
让这个风来吹，让神的气来吹。
And so Ezekiel prophesied and said, "This is what the Sovereign Lord says: Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain that they may live."
主对我说，人子啊，你要发预言，向风发预言，说主耶。主耶和华如此说
I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army.
气息啊，要从四方而来，吹在这些被杀的人身上，使他们复活。然后后面就说到，他们就复活了。
Then the Lord goes on to say, "This is what I'm going to do with the house of Israel. They're like a bunch of dead people, but I'm going to bring them to life again."
所以主继续说，第十一节，这些骸骨就是以色列全家。
I'm going to open their graves and I'm going to bring them forth and bring them back to the land of Israel.
他这里说到，我要把让他们复活，我们要把他从坟墓中带出来。
And then you will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you and you will live.
第十四节，我必将我的灵放在你们里面，你们就要活了。
That's what God has always intended to do with His people, from generation to generation, to generation to generation. I want to give you a new heart, and I want to give you a new spirit.
神历世历代所要做的工作就是这个，就是要给你们一个新的心，然后新的灵，新的生命。
Probably everybody in this room this morning has a new heart.
今天啊，可能几乎所有你们都有一个新的心。
That old heart is gone.
啊，那个旧的心已经。
That hard heart that was dead, that was sinful.
那个刚硬的心已经不在了。
You got a heart transplant.
你已经有一个新的换心手术。
But he wants to now breathe upon us. He wants to put his spirit into us.
可是他现在要向我们吹一口气，把他的灵吹在我们当中。
He wants us to live in the spirit and move and have being in the spirit of God.
他要我们一举一动行都在那个神的灵里。
And so there in John chapter 20, when Jesus came upon his disciples post resurrection, he breathed on them.
所以当耶稣复活的时候，他向的门徒吹一口气。
Right before he left, he gave them command to go to the city of Jerusalem until they were endued with power from on high.
然后他命令门徒们要在耶路撒冷等候，直到从上头来的能力。
And as they were gathered together in that upper room, suddenly there was the sound of a rushing mighty wind.
啊，那他们待在那边等候的时候，忽然有天上来了一个重水的响声。
And the breath of God or the wind of God just breathed upon those early disciples.
然后神的灵就这样子吹在他们的中间。
And you just read the rest of the book of Acts and you see what God did, what the Holy Spirit did through those men and women.
然后剩下的使徒行传，你就看到神是怎样的借着他的门徒。
Greater works than these shall you do, because I'm going to the Father, but I'm going to send the Comforter.
耶稣说：“你们要比我做比我更大的事，可是我要给你们保惠师。”
He's going to breathe on you and set you up on your feet and make you into a mighty army.
然后他要给把他的空气把他气吹在我们当中，让我们成为一团很大的军队。
Now those disciples in Acts chapter 2 were long gone.
Chapter 2.
In Acts chapter 2, that early church is long gone. They're not here anymore.
早期的这个《使徒行传》第二章的这个教会已经在很久很久以前已经没了。
But the book of Acts really never ends.
但是呢，《使徒行传》也没有结束。
When you get to the end of the book of Acts in the Bible, it doesn't end, it stops.
那《使徒行传》不是只在《使徒行传》就停止了，它没有停。
You don't need the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.
愿恩惠慈爱与你们同在，阿们。
But it just finishes, it just stops.
这本书就这样子写结束。
Because the work of the Holy Spirit through His church continues.
可是圣灵的工作是一直进行。
Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same.
昨日今日直到永远，耶稣不改变。
Still He loves to save the sinful. Still He loves to heal the sick and lame. Still He loves to cheer the mourner. Glory to His name.
他还是要这样医治疾病的人，医治那些有罪的人。
And he calls upon you and I as his church to do his works.
而他呼召我们要来行他的旨意。
But we need his breath and his life.
可是我们需要他的一口气。
If you would turn with me in your Bibles to John chapter 4, let me just quickly look at another picture of the Holy Spirit.
约翰福音第四章。
In John chapter 4, we read about water.
第四章我们读到水。
Now we all know that we need water to live.
我们知道我们都需要水才可以活。
How many days can you live without water?
你们可以不要喝水可以活几天？
Two, three? Depends on who you are, I guess, huh? If you're a camel, you can do a lot better.
如果你是一只骆驼，你可能可以活很多天。
We can't live very long without water. A couple days, few days.
我们都可以不喝水可以活几天。
It's necessary for life.
可是这是生命需要的，就是水。
And then in John chapter 4, and we sang about this woman also. She came out to the well one day.
那这个第四章讲到这个撒玛利亚的妇人，我们也有一首诗歌。
I think you probably know the story how Jesus said to his disciples, "We must go through Samaria."
大家可能都很熟悉这个故事。耶稣说我们要去撒玛利亚。
Now going from north to south, usually the Jews would not pass through Samaria; they would circumvent it and go around Samaria to go up to Galilee.
从犹大到加利利，南到北，北到南，犹太人都喜欢绕路，不喜欢经过撒玛利亚。
Because the Jews and the Samaritans didn't like each other.
因为犹太人跟撒玛利亚人不和睦。
But Jesus said, "I have to go through Samaria. We're going to go through Samaria."
可是耶稣说，我要经过撒玛利亚。
He did that because he was obedient to the will of his Father.
他这样子做，因为他对神父神顺服。
And there was a woman there that he needed to minister to that day.
因为有一个妇人在那里需要耶稣。
And so as they were going through Samaria, they stopped at this well, and the disciples went into the town to buy some food.
所以他们来到一个井旁，那门徒们去买食物。
And a woman comes and starts to try to draw water out of the well.
有一个妇人来就要来打水。
And Jesus starts to talk to her.
所以耶稣就开始与妇人讲话。
That was an amazing thing. She could understand why he, a Jew, would talk to her, a Samaritan.
这个事情已经非常的不一样了，因为。
Another interesting thing is she came out to draw water, and it was in the middle of the day.
很奇怪的是，犹太人不跟撒玛利亚人来往，而且他是中午来打水。
Nobody was at the well except that woman.
没有人中午来打水，除了这个妇人。
Because people did not go out in the middle of the day to draw water.
因为他们在正午的时候不打水。
They would go early in the morning before it got real hot, or they would go later in the evening when it cooled off.
他们通常都是很早比较凉的时候，或是很晚的时候。
But this woman was there at noontime or in the middle of the day.
可是这位妇人她是正午的时候来打水。
I don't know for sure why, but perhaps she just was not a very welcome person in that community.
也许因为她不是很受欢迎的在这撒玛利亚。
She didn't have a very good reputation.
他也许不是很有一个好的名声。
And maybe she was a little ostracized from the rest of society. I don't know.
或是他有点厌世。
Those are the kind of people that Jesus goes after.
那这些就是耶稣在找的人。
He's not afraid of this Samaritan woman.
他不怕这个撒玛利亚的妇人。
He knows all about who she was and who she is, but that didn't trouble Jesus. That's who he came for.
他认识这个撒玛利亚妇人，他不怕，因为他就是为这种人来。
Those that are whole, Jesus said, those that are well don't need a physician. It's those that are sick.
耶稣对他说，那些需要医生的人，不是医，耶稣有病的人不需要医生，乃是那个需有病的人。
And this woman was sick.
有病人不需要。
She needed a doctor.
那这个妇人呢有病呢，她需要医生，她需要耶稣。
She didn't know she needed Jesus, but she did.
她自己需要她不一定知道自己需要耶稣，可是她需要耶稣。
Jesus asks her, he has nothing to draw water with. He says, could you get me some water from the well?
那耶稣他没有工具打水，可是他就对妇人说，请你帮我打水。
And they start a long discussion back and forth.
所以他们就开始谈话了。
How come you're talking to me? You don't have anything to get water with.
那他就问耶稣，妇人问耶稣，你怎么在跟我讲话？
And then finally Jesus said, if you knew who I was,
耶稣最后问他说，如果你知道向你要水的人是谁，
you would ask me.
他说，你会问我。
And I would give to you living water.
他说，我会给你活水。
Now she was very confused. She didn't understand.
那这个妇人非常的不了解。
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what living water is.
那她不知道什么叫做活水。
And I don't really understand how you could give me anything because you don't even have anything to get water with.
她就很觉得很奇怪，耶稣自己也没有打水的东西。
And they continued the conversation a little longer.
所以他们就继续谈下去。
And finally in verse 15, the woman said to Jesus, Sir,Give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water at this well.
所以直到十五节，妇人说：“先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。”
Now you could see that she was still confused. She was thinking about drinking some water and never having to come back to the well. Jesus was talking about living water, a different kind of water that would quench her soul thirst forever.
我们看到他还是有点不了解，他还想这个水喝了就永远不用再喝水，可是耶稣在讲的是活水是真的永远不渴的。
So when she says, give me this water, I don't want to come back to this well anymore, give me water to drink.
妇人只是在讲这个水是因为他不想要回来再打水。
Jesus says, go back home and call your husband and come back.
耶稣回答说，你去叫你的丈夫也来这里。
And she says, I don't have any husband.
所以他回答，我没有丈夫。
Jesus said, I know you don't have a husband, you've had five.
耶稣说，我知道你没有丈夫，你已经有
五个。 And the man that you're with now is not your husband.
五个丈夫，而且你现在有的也不是你的丈夫。
And she recognized right there and then that this man was a prophet.
所以妇人当时就马上知道这是先知。
She didn't understand very much about him, but she knew that he was different than anybody else she had ever met.
她知道耶稣不一样，她知道耶稣跟他所遇的人都不一样。
And as the story unfolds, Jesus gives to her what he refers to as living water.
所以我们就继续谈下去，他们继续谈下去就知道他发现
if you drink the water that I give you, you'll never thirst.
他发现耶稣要给他的是活水，这个
If you take me, myself, and drink me, you'll never thirst.
他的意思，耶稣的意思说，如果你喝我，我就永远不渴。
We sing a number of songs that come right from this story. Hallelujah, I have found him whom my soul so long has craved.
我们唱很多首诗歌，哈利路亚，我已经找到他了，是我渴慕的。
Jesus satisfies my longing.
耶稣满足我的渴慕。
Through his blood, I now am saved.
借着他的宝血，我得救赎。
Drinking at the springs of living water, happy now am I. My soul they satisfy.
我在这个活水的周围来喝它，可以得着满足。
And so she received Jesus that day.
所以那一天她接受了耶稣。
She went back into her community and she said, "Come and see a man that's told me everything I've ever done."
她回到了她的村庄中，说：“看哪、啊，有一个人把我一生所做的都说出来了。”
And she brought the townsfolk out to see Jesus.
所以那个村庄的人全部都跑出来看耶稣。
And people believed in Jesus.
那耶稣，他们也相信了耶稣。
They found that Jesus satisfies.
他们发现耶稣可以满足。
He has water to give for you to drink that initially satisfies your soul.
他们发现到耶稣有这个水可以来满足心里的需要。
But if you turn with me in your Bibles with me to John chapter 7.
那如果你再翻过来到第七章。
In John chapter 7, we read still something else about water.
约翰福音的第七章又是讲到水。
And I believe that what I'm reading about is just more of Jesus.
那你继续读就是看到就都是耶稣。
Because that's who the Holy Spirit is. It's just Jesus and more of Jesus and more of Jesus.
因为圣灵就是这样，就是一直都是耶稣，耶稣。
And the more of Jesus we receive, the more of Jesus we want, because Jesus is wonderful.
那我们越得着耶稣，我们就越喜越要他，因为他是那样子的奇妙。
And we recognize He's the joy of our life.
我们也发现他是我们的喜乐。
We recognize that he satisfies the longing of our souls.
我们发现他是这样子的，满足我们心里的需要。
But we also recognize then to do the work that he wants us to do requires more of Jesus. It requires his spirit to be lived out in us.
我们也发现我们要这样完全行他要我们所行的，需要他的灵这样子完全的住在我们的里面。
So we're just a few chapters away from John chapter 4. And now we're at the Passover feast, and it's the last day of the feast, the great day of the feast. And it says in verse 37, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice.
所以在这个时候是第37节，节期的末日，耶稣站着高声说，
If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
他说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
Now that word if is a very important word.
这个若这个字是非常重要的。
We need to ask ourselves, are we thirsty?
我们需要问我们，我们是不是真的渴了？
I know Jesus has saved me from sin, and He's come into my life, and I'm happy about that, and I'm satisfied to a certain degree. That's not what I'm asking you right now. I'm asking you, are you thirsty for more of Jesus?
我们知道神来了，他拯救我们的拯救我们的灵魂。可是我要问，我们是不是渴慕耶稣
？More about Jesus, more of His saving fullness, see, more of His love who died for me.
更多的慈爱，更多的爱在我们的当中。
We sing, take the world, but give me Jesus.
我们说把世界挪去，我们要耶稣。
When the Apostle Paul got nearing the end of his life in the book of Philippians, the 3rd chapter, 10th verse, he cries out, I want to know him.
保罗在腓立比书三章，他说我要更认识他。
Somebody should have said, Paul, take it easy, you know him already.
有人说保罗好了你已经认识耶稣了。
You've known him for a long time. He showed himself to you on the road to Damascus, and you found that he does satisfy. And then you were a missionary for so many years and went through so many difficulties and found Jesus was with you. You know him already.
他们会对保罗说你在大马色的路上你已经遇见他，你已经这样侍奉他那么多年，可是呢你已经认识耶稣了。
Paul says, yeah, I know him, but I haven't yet attained or apprehended that for which I've been apprehended.
那保罗说没错，我认识他了，可是我还没有得到他从上头招我来得的。
And so I'm thankful for everything that he's done for me, everything, but I forget about what's behind and I want more.
那保罗说我知道他对为我所做的很多的一切事，可是我要更多，我要在看着前面标杆。
I am so satisfied with Jesus, but I want more.
我已经得到满足，借着耶稣得到满足，可是我还要更多。
I know him, but I really want to know him better.
我已经认识了，可是我还要更多认识他。
I want to know him in the fellowship of his suffering.
我要更认识他的死，更认识他的受苦。
I want to know that resurrection life.
我要更认识他的复活。
I want to die to myself and live in him more and more and more. Life in the Spirit.
我还要得着更多更多的生命，生命在灵里的生命。
So Jesus is speaking there to these people that are thronging around on that day of the feast. And he said, if anybody's thirsty, if you're thirsty.
所以耶稣站在那里，这一大堆人在他周围，他说人若渴了。
If you're satisfied and you don't want anything, go away, go home.
如果你已经满足了，那你就回家吧。
But anybody that's thirsty, let him come to me and let him drink.
可是人若渴了，可以到我这里来。
Because whosoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from him.
信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要活出。流出活水的江河来。
By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not yet been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
耶稣这话是指的信他的人要说圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
It wasn't quite the time for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
这个时候还不是圣灵做事的时间。
But Jesus is alerting those people that he was speaking to.
可是耶稣在让这些人先知道。
We're right on the cusp of something great.
他要他们知道我们正在一个伟大的事情
之前。You don't have to be a bunch of dead followers.
你们可以不用成为一些死信徒而已。
I tell you, I want to give you something that will fill you and from you will flow rivers of living water.
我要向你们说，我要给你们的是有一个水这样子流出来，一个活水。
Now, wouldn't you be happy with just a trickle?
那你会不会只高兴只有这样一滴一滴的水？
I mean, if you dripped a little bit every once in a while, wouldn't that be wonderful?
你就某时来滴几滴水，这样子不是很好吗？
Jesus said, I got more than just a little trickle.
耶稣说我只比这 一两滴水更多。
I want to fill you with my spirit. I want to pour out my water upon you. I want to breathe upon you.
耶稣说我要把我的降临浇在你的身上，有这个活水要流出来。
I want to make you so alive.
我要让你 成这样那样活的。
I want rivers of water to flow from you.
我要这个活水的江河直接从你流出来。
There are a lot of dead people.
因为呢，有很多的死人在这世上。
Dying all around us.
他们在我们周围都死掉了。
You can't live without water.
你不可以就是没有水而活着。
So how are they going to get water?
所以那我们要怎么样得到这个水
where are they going to go to find living water?
我们要怎样得到这个活水
Out of your innermost being shall flow rivers
从你的心中从你的里面要活出这个流出活水的江河
It's not you that the world needs It's Jesus in you that the world needs
他这里有没有发现不是说到世人需要你不是是需要耶稣的这个活水江
John said it well when he said he must increase and I must decrease
使徒约翰说得很好他说他要加增我要衰微
if I can just get out of the way entirely and be just a conduit
我们只是一个器皿他要让我们成为只是一个器皿
I just want to be a channel of his blessing
我是一个一个
With all his wondrous power flowing through us, he then can use us every day and every hour.
在这个器皿，他这样子的来用我们每时每刻用我们。
Now that didn't take place until John 20 and Acts 2 when he breathed on them and they received the Holy Spirit.
直到约翰福音二十章跟使徒行传的第二章
Immediately after that, you find that river flowed.
在这些事发生了以后，你就发现这个水开始流了。
Peter stood up on that day of Pentecost and he preached a sermon, and 3,000 got saved.
彼得那一天站起来，他一讲到3,000人得救。
The next couple chapters in Acts, you find Peter and John going to the temple and they find a man that had not walked. Silver and gold I don't have.But what I do have, I'll give to you in the name of Jesus. Get up and walk.
在后面，约翰跟彼得他们继续行这样子的事。他们看到一个瘸腿的说，金和银我都没有，可是奉耶稣的名叫你起来行走，他就行走。
And still he loves to save the sinful and heal the sick and lame.
耶稣还是要来医治疾病，医治瘸腿。
Jesus said in Mark 16, "These signs shall follow them that believe."
那个圣经说到，这个无论走到哪里，这些神迹奇事都要随着你们。
In my name, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
靠着我的名，要把按手在这些人身上，他们就要。
In James 5, it says the prayer of faith shall save the sick.
雅各书第五章说，义人的祷告要拯救人。
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远是一样的。
And it's by the power of his spirit that indwells us that we are able to do the work that he's called us to do.
就是因为他的灵在我们的当中我们才可以按着他的旨意来行
神。Not by might, not by power, but by his spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
不是依靠势力不是依靠才能乃是依靠耶和华的灵方能成事。
I went to Arizona a number of years ago with my wife.
我去 Arizona 那个州几年前
I don't know if you've ever been to Sedona in Arizona
不知道你有去这个 Sedona 这个镇
It's red rock country if you've ever seen the red rocks Beautiful
他们的那里镇上这个地方石头都是红的
and
非常漂亮
it's a very dry arid place It's a desert
它是一个沙漠非常的干
And it's hot
干燥又热
And we took a train ride through the back areas of Sedona where the pioneers used to live many, many years ago.
我们坐这个火车到这个很久他们这个往西边的这些人以前很久很久以前住的地方
just dry and arid and sand and rocks.
那里只有都是石头，然后沙子，非常的干燥。
And it was this old-fashioned rail car that was it's a tourist thing, and we were riding along on it.
现在已经变成观光地点了。他们
And all of a sudden, as we were going through the arid country, I noticed in the distance there was some trees growing and some greenery.
在这干燥的地方呢，忽然我看到有个地方有树在长。
Very unusual to see that there in Arizona.
非常的稀罕看到树在那里长。
So I asked the person who was answering questions on that the tour guide. I asked them, "What's that? Well, how come there are trees over there and grass?"
所以我就问这个导游说，哎，那里怎么有树在长
？And they said, "Oh, that's because there's a river that flows back there."
所以他就说，因为在那里有一条河。
And right along the banks of the river, there's foliage and there's growth.
所以在河的周围呢，就有绿色，就有树。
There's foliage and growth because there's life.
那个有绿色就是代表有生命。
And where there's life, there's fruit.
那有生命就有果子。
And you can see the fruit, you can see the foliage, and it's all along where that river is.
你可以看到这些叶子，可以看到果子，都在这个河流的周围。
As long as the water's there, there's life.
如果有河的地方，就有生命。
Take away the water, and it's dry, and it's barren, and it's arid.
你把这条河拿掉，它就是干燥的旷野。
It's that way with your life too.
这生命是不是也是这样？
Take away the water, and it's dry.
把这条河拿掉，
干燥， it's arid, no fruit.
没有长东西，没有果子。
But if you live where the water is,
但是你如果住在河旁，
if you live where the water flows,
这个河正在流。
If you live in that life-giving stream and all the time receiving and all the time dispensing,
就一直依靠着这个河流吸收这个河水。
Your life will be fruitful.
你的生命会是结果子的生命。
I think it's Peter that prays that we be not barren or unfruitful in the day that the Lord Jesus Christ returns.
彼得他祷告说，让我们不要成为没有果子，当耶稣回来的时候。
How can my life not be dry or barren or unfruitful? How can my life be different than that? I got to live where the water is.
那我们要如何呢？就是要来住在水的旁边。
I got to drink at that fountain.
我要从水来喝。
And then I have to keep drinking at that fountain.
那我要一直的喝这个水。
And keep drinking at that fountain.
一直喝这个水。
And continually drink at that fountain.
一直的继续喝。
There's a vast supply at that fountain.
这个水呢是有
很。It's a fountain of life.
很多的水流不完。
It's Jesus.
就是耶稣的。
It's the spirit of Jesus.
就是耶稣的灵。
And you and I are called to come and drink and drink. And out of your innermost being there'll be rivers.
今天耶稣也一样一直呼召我们来喝。
I said earlier that in the New Testament teachings where we find the stories of Jesus, they're all found in the Old Testament also.
所以这个耶稣的故事其实在旧约也找得到。
And so let me just close with a little story that we find in Ezekiel again, this time chapter 47.
所以这是我们要结束之前再来看以西结第四十章。
Ezekiel 47.
47章。
Again, it's a vision that the Lord is showing.
在这里又是看到一个异象。
And it's, again, something that's not happening then, it's going to happen, it's in our day. This is what God prophesies or speaks about.
这个是讲到今天要发生在我们当中的。
So Ezekiel sees a man that brings him back to the entrance of the temple.
所以第一节他带我回到殿门门感谢。
And so he's standing there at the temple and all of a sudden Ezekiel sees, there's a leak. Well, it's not in any of those verses.
Okay.
I saw water coming out from under the threshold of the temple toward the east.
在这个他这里就是讲到在殿中他看到有水从这是什么字？由殿的右边，在那里有水就是流出来。
The water was coming from the south side of the temple, south of the altar.
在殿坛的南边有水在那边流。
And then he went to the south side, and there was more water flowing out of the south side.
所以他就走到了南边，他看到又更多水在那里流。
Yeah, imagine you came to church today and you saw water coming out from under the door.
你今天来教会，你有没有发现，在教会门外有水在流
？So you didn't want to open that door. You didn't know what you'd find. So you went to the front door and you saw water coming out from under the front door.
所以你从这边门看到有水，不知道发生什么。你到前门发现，还有水在那里流。
I don't know if you have any more doors in here. I guess there's one over there. But you went to this side and you saw water coming out from underneath.
所以你又走到这个边门，发现，怎么又有水在那里流
？So you opened up the door finally because you were all afraid to, but passed away opened up the door.
你们都很怕，但是为什么？就把门打开。
And he looked, and you saw from under the altar, water was just flowing. Water's flowing out.
然后你走出来，看到这个讲桌前面水一直在流。
Flowing out all over the place.
就一直流在所有的地方。
It's flowing all the way over there to my sister over there on that side.
到流到这个姊妹这边。
Water all over you. Water everywhere.
所以流到这边，流来流去。
That's what Ezekiel seeing. See, water is flowing all over from right from the sanctuary of God, right from under the altar. There's a leak.
所以以西结看到在这个异象中，祭坛中有水流出来。
But it's a good leak.
可是是一个好的流出。
He doesn't have to call the plumber for this one.
他不需要去找那个水电工。
In verse 3, it says, the man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand, and he began to measure the depth of the water.
所以他就看到一个人，他开始拿出准绳，开始在量这个水。
And he led me through the water, and it was ankle deep.
他就把以西结带到这个水中，这水到了他的脚踝子。
I don't know if you have any beaches up here on the Pacific. Is the Pacific out here somewhere?
Yeah, close.
And do you have beaches in the Pacific?
Yes.
Can you go in the water?
这里有海沙滩，可以到海里面。
You ever go swimming in the water in the Pacific Ocean?
有没有到海里游泳过
？I don't blame you. It's cold.
很冷。
In home in New York in the Atlantic Ocean, it's much much warmer. The water temperature.
在大西洋比较温暖，因为那。
So we see. I mean, we don't go to the beach, but people throng to the beaches in New York and around the East Coast.Because the water's nice and they cool off in the water.
在东岸人很喜欢去海边，因为那个海是温暖的。
I brought some young people from our church with me once to a conference in California.
我有一次带年轻人到西岸加州这里。
It was the northern California.
北加州。
And we were no, it's down by L.A. Not so far north. We were down by L.A. And we went to the beach.
那我们去海边。
And you know, these were I was the old guy, and I was with a bunch of young people.
我是唯一的老人，然后都是年轻人。
We're going to go swimming in the Pacific Ocean.
他们说我们要去游泳在大太平洋。
Well, I had been there before, and so I said, "Okay, go ahead, have fun."
所以我从来没去过，所以我就跟他们说。
And I remember saying to one guy, I said, "I'll see you in about 5 minutes."
所以我记得，所以我就跟他说，我在五分钟看到。
It didn't take that long.
所以在过没有很久。
They walked down to the ocean. It's Santa Monica, the beach, beautiful beach.
他们到了这个海边，非常漂亮。
They stepped into the water.
他们进去水。
About ankle deep.
差不多到脚踝这边。
That was enough.
他们就停了。
Their toes froze.
他们已经。
Their ankles froze.
太冷了。
Now it felt good when they first got in.
刚进去的时候非常舒服。
But they weren't going to go past their ankles. That was deep enough.
但是他们不敢再走到膝盖。
It was refreshing.
非常的清澈
It felt good,
感觉很好
But I don't want to go to the knees to the waist. I don't want to go any more than that. This is good enough. Okay, let's go back.
但是我不想要再继续往深了，因为太冷了，所以
Now sometimes people are like that. Sometimes Christians are like that.
有的时候基督徒就是这样子
They get into the water.
他们走到水里
Do you ever sing the song, Go out, launch out into the deep. Oh, let the shoreline go. You know that song?
Yeah.
Launch out, go out to the deep.
他说到水深之处，到开到水深之处。
Some Christians don't do that.
有些基督徒他们不这样做。
Ankle deep.
他们只到踝子。
It's nice right here.
很好。
I'm not going anymore. This is good enough for me. Wonderful, wonderful. Oh, this is great.
非常好，非常这样太好。
Feels so good. I like it.
感觉真好，我很喜欢。
Jesus is wonderful.
耶稣真奇妙
All the way to my ankles, he's wonderful.
一直到膝盖哦，非常
The water, oh, it's great to be in the water.
那非常好，在水里真的
And that's what Ezekiel is seeing.
所以以西结就是看到这个
But he notices that the water level is rising in the temple.
所以他看到这个水呢正在往上升
And he says he measured it and it was to the ankles and then a little while later he measured it and it was knee deep.
他量一下，直到踝子。但是再过一阵子，他又量一下，到了膝
盖。And then a little while later, he measured again, and it was up to the waist.
再量了，就已经到了腰。
We're doing well now. We're doing better.
我们不错，我们更好了。
He measured a little while later, and now it was a river that I could not cross because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim in.
结果他再量一次，发现这个水已经涨到变成一条河，他已经不可以荡过这个河。
The water level kept on rising.
水一直的升高。
Kept on rising and rising and rising.
还一直涨起来，涨起来。
Until I couldn't keep my feet on the bottom anymore.
直到我的脚都碰不到地了。
I was just swept away in that river.
我被这条河冲走了。
I was baptized in that river.
我在这条河受洗。
It was water I could be immersed in that river.
我可以整个浸在这个水里。
And that's exactly what the Holy Spirit wants to do with us.
这就是圣灵要向我们做的工作是这样子的。
If you're thirsty, come on and get some drink.
如果口渴了来喝。
There's water that's flowing.
这个水在。
My knees are good enough. That's good enough for me. Knees are good enough.
照到了膝盖踝子就好了。
The Holy Spirit wants to so fill us that we are carried along in that stream.
圣灵要把这样一直到充满到我们都被冲的。
That in Him we live, in Him we move, in Him we have our being.
在这条河，我们被他这样子。
We just float along in that river of life.
我们跟着这条生命的河这样子流着。
And so it was water that he says, Ezekiel says that it was a river that just flowed. And there were large numbers of fish because this water flows there and makes the salt water fresh.
所以第九节，这河所到之处，凡滋生动物。就是讲到滋生，然后里面都有鱼，凡这个河水到所滋处，百物都必生活。
So where the river flows, everything will live.
所以这条河流到哪里，所有的东西都会活。
It's the breath of life.
就是神的一口气。
It's the water of life.
是有生命
It's just Jesus.
是耶稣的生命。
And wherever that river goes,
这条河不管到哪里
，There's life.
这个生命
，The dead bones live.
而骨头就会活起来。
The dead fish come to life.
死掉的鱼会活起来。
In the swampy, marshy areas where the fish are laying on their side, you ever see fish like that just laying there dead?
在沼泽之地，你们看到那个水很浅，鱼就死
了。The river of life flows where the dead fish are, and they go back to normal and start swimming again.
所以当那个水流到这个地的时候，那些鱼就活起来，开始游泳。
Oh, what a wonderful river this is!
这是一个奇妙的河流。
What wonderful water there is for us to drink!
奇妙的水让我们可以喝。
I said I was going to close with this, but I lied. Revelation 22, and I'll close with this.
我在
It's the end of the Bible. You have to stop.
我在讲到这个启示录二十。
Revelation 22, verse 17.
22章的17节。
It's the last invitation that we have in the scriptures. It's a beautiful invitation.
这是非常美的一个邀请。
It's a call from the Spirit of God.
是从神的灵呼召出来的。
From the throne of God, from God Himself.
从神自己的
The Spirit says, "Come."
他这里呼召说，圣灵跟心腹都说来。
Spurgeon said that's the most wonderful word in the Bible. Come.
施布真说这个是最奇妙的一个字。
In the Old Testament, it was get away, stay away, can't come, stay back.
在旧约里都是说到不要靠近，走开，不要靠近。
In the New Testament, Jesus says come.
可是在新约耶稣说来。
And here in Revelation, at the end of the scriptures, the Spirit says come on, come, come.
在这里最后神的灵也这样子说来吧，来。
And then it says, and the bride says come.
他这里也说到心腹说来。
Who's the bride?
谁是心腹？
Who?
谁?
You are.
你们。
The church.
神的教会。
The Spirit is calling, and so is the church.
所以圣灵在呼叫呼求。
And the Spirit and the church are saying the same thing.
教会跟神的教会跟圣灵在说一样的。
It's a wonderful invitation that the church is offering. Come.
这是一个奇妙的一个邀请，说他们一起说来。
No, not come to me, not come to my church, not come to my. No, come to Jesus.
不是说哦来我这个某某教会，而是说来到耶稣面前。
The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come," and let him who hears come.
他这里说到来圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人。
Whoever is thirsty,
口渴的人，
let him come.
也当来。
And let him take the free gift of the water of life.
他们都可以白白取生命的水。
There's a water of life where that river flows. There's life where that breath is breathed. There's life where the Spirit of God is. There is freedom and liberty and life.
是这条河流到哪里都有生命，有自由。
And out of your innermost being, rivers.
从我们腹中要流出一条活水的江河。
Lord, let the water level rise a little higher this morning.
让这个水呢，今天再更高，站更高。
Lord, from ankle to knee, to knee to waist to waters to swim in.
从膝盖再胀到腰，再胀到让我们可以在里面游泳。
Lord, we pray that every one of us would be being filled with the Holy Spirit.
主，我们在向你祷告，每一个人都这样被你的充满。
And that we might live in the flow of that life, that resurrection life that you breathed upon your church and your disciples.
让我们是那样子有一个你的生命的气息。
We need you so much, Jesus.
我们何等需要你。
We need your spirit, Lord Jesus.
我们需要你的灵。
Without you, we can't do anything.
没有你，我们做不了什么。
We can't bring forth fruit that will glorify your name.
我们结出不了果子。
But Jesus, we thank you that we can be connected to you.
也是我们感谢你可以与你联合。
And that life that there is in that vine can reach the branch, and as it flows to the branch, it brings forth fruit.
使这个枝子可以接在这葡萄可以接在枝子上，可以结果子。
And that fruit redounds to your honor and to your glory.
而这个果子就是为着他的荣耀。
Oh Lord, fill us this morning. These last few moments that we'll spend together, we pray, fill us this morning with the Holy Spirit.
主，我们最后时间求你再来浇灌我们。
We're satisfied, but we want more.
我们虽然已经满足，可是我们还更要多。
Lord, have your way with us.
主，让你自己的来做。
May we be channels of your blessing.
让我们成为你的器皿。
With all your wondrous power flowing through us, thou canst use us every day.
让你的能力可以用我们。
And every hour.
在每一时每一刻。
And we'll give you all the praise and the honor and the glory.
我们就把荣耀都归给你。
In Jesus' name we ask.
靠耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. 主，我们谢谢Pastor Ernie，感谢主。我们有一首诗歌，我们来唱312首，312首诗选312首。生命活水在此涌流，感谢主，今天早上凡口渴的都可以喝哦，这生命的活水，赞美主。312，好，我们来唱。坐着好来，困倦是聆听我，就坐下小江山，生命我最在此永留，恩典赐予你赏赐，不生的爱献出，生命我最在此永留。在此永留。